Perspective is everything, the saying goes. And on a very personal and individual level, that is certainly true. Only we ourselves can have a full understanding of our own perspective. And it doesn't take much to realize that while our perspective may be in line or similar to the perspective or vantage point of another person's or even many other people's, our own perspective is uniquely ours. It's a culmination of every experience, every thought, every teaching, every encounter that we've had to the very moment the perspective on the predicament at hand congeals. In recent history, it seems that we've come to an absolute understanding, adherence, and belief that perspective is, in fact, everything. That our perspective is all that matters. That our particular take on any given topic or issue is a fully encapsulated truth which needs no verification. And because of that cut and dry belief that our particular vantage point on any given topic warrants no further probing or examination, we do not look to any source that might disagree or even disprove the validity of our perspective. We search constantly for sources that affirm or in keeping with our particular view and eschew or even condemn those whose perspectives differ from our own. In a world like this, consensus or even agreement or even working together is impossible. We must be willing to consider that our perspective could be clouded or even flawed in order to come together. We must, at some level of our being, entertain the idea that those who have a totally different perspective than ours are not stupid, nor wrong, nor entirely misinformed, and therefore not worth our attention and of no value to us. I think it's time we rethink our understanding that our particular perspective is the sum total of truth and consider the much earlier saying attributed to Marcus Aurelius, the Roman emperor, from 161 to 180 CE, not terribly long after the life and death of Jesus. Marcus Aurelius said this: "Everything we hear is an opinion, not a fact. Everything we see is perspective, not the truth." Imagine how the current culture in this country might change if we heard those words and took them to heart. Sometimes we need to consider the possibility that we need a change of perspective and that everything we hear is opinion, not fact. And everything we see is perspective, and that perspective, not truth. Today we have a story that is often remembered as a well-loved children's story, the story of Zacchaeus. I have a vague memory of coloring pages in Sunday school of the man in the tree and singing songs that urged Zacchaeus to come down from that tree. Kids relate to this story because they know that what it's like not to be able to see through a crowd. Some of us adults can still relate to that. Kids are also drawn to the image of an adult man climbing a tree. At least they did in a time before video games. We don't have a lot of information about Zacchaeus. Actually, we have no information at all about him before or after this particular engagement with Jesus. But we can imagine that there is much more to be mined from this man than what we teach our children. Zacchaeus, we are told, is the chief tax collector. And in hearing this, we should hear that he is considered by his people the worst of the worst. We are also told that he is rich, which we should interpret as confirmation that he is slimy. That the only way a tax collector can be rich is to charge folks more than is owed to the government. His whole career, He has imposed extra fees on his own people, fees that he has put into his own pocket. He is not someone that we would even say bless his heart about. Perhaps the reason that Zacchaeus went into the tax collecting business is that he had been bullied as a child because he was small. And this was a way for him to get some sort of revenge on those who had bullied him. Perhaps he had always felt like an outcast, even before he started stiffing his friends and family. Previous friends, mind you, he has none now. Except maybe some Roman centurions and pagan outsiders. And yet, on this very day, something different happened. Zacchaeus stepped outside of himself. He, for undefined reasons, decided he wanted to see Jesus. Apparently, the news had spread that this itinerant teacher and healer would be traveling through Zacchaeus' hometown of Jericho. And Zacchaeus knew that he needed to see Jesus. People didn't make a point of sharing news with Zacchaeus. They avoided him as best they could. So the fact that this outsider, Zacchaeus, knew that Jesus was coming to the town meant that this news was so big that the crowd would be huge. And for whatever reason, Zacchaeus went. He knew he needed to see Jesus. The normal perspective of Zacchaeus in a crowd was backs and belts, maybe shoulders and hair. He could not see the focal point in a crowd, but was engulfed by it. He never had a direct line of vision, nor could anyone see him. He was literally lost in the crowd. On this day, Zacchaeus knew that he needed to change his perspective. He did something no upstanding adult would do. He climbed a tree so that he could see Jesus. Zacchaeus moved outside his normal perspective of the world, stepped outside of himself, climbed up into a tree to see Jesus. And from that point in his life, his perspective on the world changed. Jesus noticed this small man in the tree. Of course he would. It's not every day an adult man dressed for work makes the effort to climb into a tree. It's not every day that a tax collector wants to see the person who affronts his way of life, tells him that everything he stands for is not okay, and still loves him anyway. We don't know what possessed Zacchaeus to seek out Jesus, to go so far as to climb into that tree, risking even more embarrassment that he had already experienced, but he did. And he opened himself to hear what Jesus had to say. He let Jesus inform his perspective, and his perspective changed. In the encounter with Jesus, Zacchaeus immediately announced that he would make right all his wrongs, that he would give half of his possessions to the poor and pay back all that he had defrauded four times over. Zacchaeus let Jesus inform his perspective. No longer would he be the maligned, detested chief tax collector. No longer was he the small and unimportant, unnoticed one. Jesus noticed that Zacchaeus had taken the initiative to change his perspective, his desire to step out of himself, and Jesus spoke to him and went to his house and ate with him, indicating his solidarity with Zacchaeus. Can we imagine that our own perspective might be better informed by Jesus? Or do we think we have it all figured out on our own? Can we, like Zacchaeus, literally go out on a limb to find and follow Jesus? Zacchaeus is an example for us of one who stepped out boldly to change his perspective in the world. He got off the ground and climbed in a tree. He stepped out of the normal, acceptable way of living and out of his totally unacceptable, corrupt way of living to follow Jesus. And he saw Jesus, and Jesus saw Zacchaeus and went with him. Are we in need of change of perspective? Can we take a minute to remember that our particular vantage point is not necessarily the only truth? Can we, like Zacchaeus, step out of our comfortable place and seek Jesus. Amen.